Good morning. Welcome to Fine Motoring with me, David Dundee. If you've got any questions about anything that we discuss here or you just want to know more, please feel free to email me, david@fmr.co.za. You know, as a motoring hack, I'm lucky to get a plethora of expensive cars. And the newest car that I have on test was exactly a cool million rand to the cent as tested. The base price was 821,000 rand plus the change that you usually have in the cup holder would get you one of those. But there were some extras that made this car super interesting. You know, some of the cars I get are luxurious, some are elegant, some are fast, some are sporty, some exhilarating. This one is World Car of the Year winner. And that brings me neatly to today's product in review, which is the Volvo XC60 T6 all-wheel drive. Can't decide whether you want a supercharged or turboed car? Well, this one's both. The little 2-litre engine is good for 235 kilowatts and 400 newton meters of torque, which in English means it'll get you to 100 kilometers an hour from stationary in 6.5 seconds, which is pretty quick, and also will produce 7.7 liters per 100 kilometers, and with a 71-liter tank means you can go somewhere decent in a car that's made for getting places. This car isn't about performance or overt abundant luxury. It's about a new kind of luxury being defined. Sure, it's quick. Sure, it's a good place to be in. Sure, it's safe. It's absolutely safe, but more about that a little bit later. It's understated and it's refined. The pace is quick, fast even, but not about being exhilarating. While some German marks look fast and encourage excessivism, is that a word? This is about less is more, sufficiency without leaving you wanting. A new kind of GT or Grand Tourer class, if you will, the ability to go across country in absolute comfort, refinement, and safety. It's an abject lesson in minimalism, I'd say, and ease of use for the most part, and understatement. It's got some impressive standard features. You've got Volvo on call, which means you press a little button and they come help you or give you advice. Even book your theater ticket for you. It's pretty cool stuff that they've got in there. It's got rear park distance control, you know, the little beepy things, power seats. Here's an interesting one. It displays road signs, so it's programmed in to show you on the panel what the speed limit is. If you weren't paying attention, you can look down and regulate yourself. But it's got some marvelous extras of note, and that's heated seats front and rear. The model, as I tested, had a very impressive Bowers & Wilkins sound system. Bendy LED headlights, I'm not sure that I would pay extra for those, but cool to have. Auto-dimming mirrors, now that's something that's not new, but the side mirrors also do that. How's this one for fun? 360-degree camera park pilot. This is something becoming more and more popular in the very upmarket cars, where you actually have a bird's-eye view of the car as you're parking it. And another feature while we're talking about parking, the car can park itself, either parallel or nosing in. And that's where I picked up my only issue with the car on test. On the automatic parallel parking, it put the car a little bit near to the curb for my taste. In fact, because it was an irregular curb, the front wheel actually came to the point that it was scratching. I had to intervene and stop that happening. Really nice smartphone integration. If you've got Apple or Android, the device runs natively. You get all your apps showing on a screen. It's really amazing. The air suspension is fantastic. Back to the safety. One's buying a Volvo, safety is incredible. The passive safety is, it's a Volvo. You get what you get, one of the best that there is. But then you get other stuff. Standard, you get city safe. It'll beep and it'll brake for you and avoid an accident. Then you get driver alerts and lane keeping, but extra. You get your blind spot avoidance, tells you if the car's there. A head-up display, so that, you know, remember we spoke about the signs being shown. It's actually thrown up on your windscreen with your current speed and your directions if you're using navigation, which is there. And then the beauty, pilot assist. It'll push you back into your lane and active cruise control. You can disable both of these, but why would you want to? Literally drive with one finger not paying attention. You're not going to have an accident. I wouldn't recommend using it as autopilot, but it does that job and well worth it. The interior is simple, beautiful, and works. The ergonomics are good, if a little unusual, and it's not an issue for a regular driver. The car is a shortlist essential for the executive who doesn't want showy, but gets grace and elegance without compromise on performance, looks, and capability that doesn't shout, look at me. So that's a wrap for the Volvo XC60 all-wheel drive, the T6 as tested, 1 million rand as I tested. It might be eye-watering, but man, it's worth it. That's about it for Motoring with me, David Dondi. If you've got questions or to find out something interesting or listen again, david@fmr.co.za. And the podcast is always available if you want to go back and hear anything, fmr.co.za. FM.